Salary is the drug they give you when they want you to forget about your dreams.
Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about the business I'm launching. I know that entrepreneurship can feel lonely, but it doesn't have to. That's why I founded Thea Collective. Join our community today and meet your high vibe business tribe. Text tribe to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com to learn more.
All right. Well, I have to deliver some news that's hard. This will be the final Mindset Monday episode for the foreseeable future. I'm sure that it will be back one day, but for now, this is the last one. And I'm recording this really late. It's Saturday evening, February 26th. This episode drops on the 28th. Normally, I'm at least a week ahead on these episodes, but I've been putting this off because I've been really sad, to be honest. So let me tell you a little bit about why I am having to pull the plug for now on the Mindset Monday episodes, because I really love doing these. I'm going to be really honest about the reason, because it's one that many entrepreneurs will face at some point in their business, especially when they're starting up. But most people don't talk about it. So to put it simply, it costs money to run a podcast, and I am in a cash crunch. And so cutting one episode a week doesn't really make a huge difference monetarily, but it's something. And I'll talk more on this in a little bit. So here's basically what's going on. There have been multiple setbacks and delays with launching Thea Collective, and I take full ownership of my reality. I know that I am the creator of it. I've also probably not been quite as buttoned up with my budgeting as I should have been, if I'm being really honest. That has never been my strong suit. And here's the thing, though. I know it's not ideal to be in a cash crunch like I am right now, but I have a knowing that this actually needed to happen. So if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know I look for lessons in everything. And so here are some of the lessons that I know I was meant to learn through this experience, and why, even though it's not ideal, why I'm grateful for it nonetheless. So lesson one, I needed to learn and practice detachment. This podcast, this was a creative dream come true. I never would have thought I would have a podcast. Like, that was always something like, oh, like, that's for those people. And so for this to actually have come to fruition and be so well received, it's been a dream come true. There's really not a better way of saying that. And I work really hard to put together and bring you a show that I can be proud of and that you all will like listening to. And this has become my baby. So when I looked at my cash reserves and what I have coming up, I had to make some hard choices. And this was one of them. And, you know, it's interesting when I take a step back and zoom out how attached I have become to something that is non-material. And so for now, I have to practice what I preach. I have to relinquish my attachment, in this case, to Monday episodes. So that was lesson one. Lesson two is that sometimes the action that you're taking is more important than the money you're saving. So some backstory. I became a corporate dropout in July of 2021, as any of you who have been around for a period of time know. And I really underestimated how long it would take to get Thea Collective fully up and running. And I recently had a 5-figure month with coaching. I had shared that on Instagram. But the thing with coaching income is that it can be really neurotic. So you can make 5 figures one month and zero the next, just depending on the client load and whether or not people are paying in full. And so I had taken on a bunch of new clients, had no more bandwidth. They had all paid in full or quarterly. And so
it can be really up and down. So if you're thinking of getting into the coaching arena, like just know that going in, you are not going to have like a steady normalized income and you need to be able to plan for that. So long story short, I'm getting to near the end of my runway when it comes to cash reserves. And while cutting out one episode a week really doesn't make a big dent, it shows my incredibly supportive husband that I am trying everything I can and that I'm willing to make sacrifices, which is a lot more important since this affects him too. And so that's really another thing I don't think entrepreneurs talk about enough, how business risk affects your relationship if you're in one. I don't have anything to share on this yet that's wise, but I hope that at some point I'll be able to shed light on the best way to navigate starting a business while you're in a marriage once I eventually have that figured out. Okay, the next lesson, lesson three, is that before you know someone, you need to eat a truck of salt with them. This is a saying that my dad has said as long as I can remember. And I'm sure it's one of those sayings that like makes more sense and sounds more eloquent in Italian and didn't quite translate right. But it makes a lot of sense. Like think how long it would take you to eat a truck of salt with someone. I mean, a lifetime, right? So like it's a little hyperbolic for sure, but it does take a really long time to truly know someone. Actually, quick side note, this is before Jeff was in my life. I distinctly remember my dad telling me to wait at least 2 years after I got married to have children to ensure that the dog and pony show would be over. Because, you know, ideally, after you've been married for a couple of years, your partner gets comfortable and they kind of show you who they really are. And then you know whether or not this is someone you want to procreate with. Great advice, I have to say. So anyway, so back to the truck of salt. So I didn't heed this advice. And I nearly went into business with someone whom I hadn't even polished off a salt shaker with. And you know, again, I take ownership of my current reality because I am the creator of it, for better or for worse. But liking someone isn't a reason to go into business with them. So that was a big lesson and one that I know I can hopefully bless other people with as I'm coaching them through starting their own companies. The fourth lesson I wanted to share is that every good story has obstacles to overcome. And I've had to remind myself of this. This is just one of them. And I'm actually reading a book right now. It's a really great one. It's called Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. And I want to read an excerpt from the book that's really appropriate here and what I titled the episode after. So he writes, a few decades ago, scientists conducted an experiment in the Arizona desert where they built Biosphere 2, a huge steel and glass enclosure with air that had been purified, clean water, nutrient-rich soil, and lots of natural light. It was meant to provide ideal living conditions for the flora and fauna within. And while it was successful in some ways, in one, it was an absolute failure. Over and over, when trees inside the biosphere grew to a certain height, they would simply fall over. At first, the phenomenon confused scientists. Finally, they realized that the biosphere lacked a key element necessary to the tree's health: wind. In a natural environment, trees are buffeted by wind. They respond to that pressure and agitation by growing stronger bark and deeper roots to increase their stability. We waste a lot of time and energy trying to stay in the comfortable bubble of our self-made biospheres. We fear the stresses and challenges of change, but those stresses and challenges are the wind that makes us stronger. Ugh. I read that and I was like, all right, universe, message received. I got it. I'm just dealing with some headwinds right now. So in closing, like, appreciate the wind, right? Appreciate the hardships. Have the gratitude for them. It's not always pleasant, hell no, but it's how you grow resilient and how you develop grit. And I'm literally creating a business that teaches other people how to start and elevate their own companies. Of course I needed to learn some valuable lessons in the process. Like, of course I'm going through this, right? So to wrap it up is a
not a plea, but kind of like a level set. So if there are podcasts out there that you really enjoy, whether it's this show or others, make sure you are supporting those creators by sharing the hell out of the episodes you love. Leave reviews, leave 5-star ratings. It takes you 1 second to leave a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify, but that is really what helps to boost that show and get picked up in the algorithm so more people can hear it. So, you know, the other thing, podcasts, they cost money to run. We've got to host it somewhere. We have editors to pay, and you could do it all on your own, sure, but that takes time, and time, as we know, is also money. So essentially, the way that it works from a number standpoint, the more listeners a show has, the more you can monetize and run relevant ads that will cover the costs of operating the show. So if you enjoy this show or others, please do me and those other creators a solid. Go leave that 5-star review. Go write that review. Oh, written reviews. You have no idea what it means to read a glowing written review. And that would be amazing if you would take the time to do that. And please, if you like this show or other shows, right, share those episodes out. Take screenshots, send the links to your friends, whatever it is, post it on social media. You have no idea how much you make my day and other creators' days when you do that. So with that, thank you for listening. I appreciate all of you so much who are here week after week. You have no idea. I can't wait to be back very soon with Mindset Mondays in the future, hopefully sooner than later. And with that, thank you so much again, and I'll see you back here Wednesday. This episode was brought to you by Thea Collective, the learning community I founded for entrepreneurs. Text BIZ, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com. That's theia-collective.com to learn more. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about The Corporate Dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alacia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time. Next time.